This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Taylor Swift has fired Toshi, one of her most popular backup dancers, over tweets that were sexist and offensive. A source said Taylor is livid and disappointed with Toshi's social media posts. She's considered him one of her closest friends on the road, but she simply can't endorse this, and to do so would be setting a bad example to her fans. Toshidiot. The estate of Michael Jackson sued ABC and parent company Disney, saying a two-hour documentary on the singer's last days improperly used his songs and music videos. The lawsuit filed in federal court in LA alleges that The Last Days of Michael Jackson illegally used excerpts of his most valuable songs. Oh, those Jacksons. Always gotta be starting something. Actor Tom Arnold is mincing no words when it comes to ex-wife Roseanne Barr and the tweet that resulted in the cancellation of her hit show. Barr is obviously a racist, Arnold said, adding the actress really needs to get off Twitter. You've got to get her phone away from her, adding he wasn't really surprised though, and tried to warn everybody. But nobody listened because he's a freaking lunatic. Despite doubts about his potential paternity, Drake is financially supporting a porn star and the son she claims is his. The rapper's been sending checks to former adult actress Sophie Brusso, aka Rosé Divine, and son Adonis. Drake's been sending her money since just before Adonis's birth. This week, another source close to Drake voiced serious doubts about that. Okay, lie detector time. Photographs of Johnny Depp posing with fans in Russia have sparked fears among some that the actor is sick. Depp, 54, posed for two photographs with female fans before a performance with his band The Hollywood Vampires. The photographs were taken at the Four Seasons Hotel in St. Petersburg. He looked pale and thin, prompting the concern worldwide. Less booze, mo gym. The war between Dr. Luke and Kesha continues, and this time he's claiming that she defamed him and it affected his earnings. He's now seeking $50 million from her. The legal saga between Kesha and Luke has been ongoing since 2014, when she claimed that he abused and sexually assaulted her over the course of their 10-year working relationship. Will this ever end? No? Oh. Shortly before her death in 2016, Carrie Fisher boasted of her brief on-set affair with Star Wars co-star Harrison Ford. Fisher's brother Todd revealed in his new book, My Girls, A Lifetime with Carrie and Debbie, that Carrie regretted the three-month fling. It happened when she was a single 19-year-old and he was a married 33-year-old father of two. That's what happens when you don't keep your lightsaber in your pants. Things are moving fast for Ariana Grande and new boyfriend Pete Davidson. The SNL comedian got two tattoos to showcase his growing love for the 24-year-old pop star. According to tattoo artist London Reese, Davidson got a black bunny ear mask tattoo behind his left ear. They've only been dating for a few weeks, but are already joking about having kids together. Two words, dumb and dumber. British actor Benedict Cumberbatch, currently seen on the Showtime miniseries Patrick Melrose, has been hailed a hero for chasing away four assailants as they mugged a cyclist in London. Cumberbatch, 41, jumped out of his taxi and ran to the aid of the man working for food delivery company Deliveroo as he was being hit over the head with a wine bottle. Wow, what a waste of wine. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra are sure acting like they're in a relationship. The Jonas brother took to Instagram to swoon over her smile in a photo that she posted on June 3rd from In-N-Out Burger here. A few days ago, the Quantico star also shared a heart emoji in the comments section of a photo he posted with DJ Mustard on May 30th. Jeez, get a room already. Reese Witherspoon is close to reprising her role as the idealistic Ellie Woods in Legally Blonde 3, and they brought back most of the creative team from the first film. Kirsten Smith and Karen McCullough, who adapted the Amanda Brown novel for the 2001 first film, will also write the new script. It's been 17 years since the original and 14 since the sequel came out. That's legally old. Niall Horan has been photographed kissing Hailee Steinfeld at a BBC music festival in the UK. The former One Direction star and the brunette beauty had both performed at the event. The pair is still yet to confirm romance rumors, even though the proof is all over Instagram. It's so obvious. Clearly, Hailee didn't know she was starving until she tasted Niall. Sorry. 3 years ago, Mariah Carey filled the Coliseum in Vegas on opening night of her career retrospective residency. This year, insiders are deeply concerned about box office sales for the July 5th opening performance of her Butterfly Returns residency, scheduled to run for 3 months. Mariah recently fired her manager and a slew of reps and employees, and their curse seems to be working. The Hills actor Brody Jenner married his girlfriend of 4 years, Caitlin Carter, tying the knot on the island of Nihi Sumba in Indonesia in front of family and friends. The pair had their pre-wedding celebrations in Bali before heading off to the island with their guests. Jenner shared a video of the nuptials, and she shared a photo of her son surfing. Okay, well, kiddies, time to return to obscurity. The Trash Bin. Sophia Richie has broken up with Scott Disick after the Kardashians TV star cheated on her and was subsequently spotted getting cozy with another woman. A source said, quote, "He cheated on her in Miami and she found out and told her father, Lionel Richie," unquote. Richie responded that he was going to cut her off and write her out of his will if she continued to see Scott. And that was that.
The news wrap-up.
Apple is giving medical researchers and app developers access to data to help prevent diseases. In other Apple news, Apple has introduced several features to combat tech addiction. Washington State's Attorney General has filed lawsuits against Google and Facebook for failing to keep legally required records on political advertising. Amazon has increased its investment in India to $7 billion to stave off a major push by Walmart.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Ocean's 8 is the new number one film.
The number one album.
Kanye West's 7-song album, Yay, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Yep, Minecraft Pocket Edition is back in the number one spot.
The number one book.
A collection of comedic stories, Calypso by David Sedaris, is number one.
LA-based Maroon 5 came together back in 1994 when the band members were still in high school. It wasn't until 2014 when the band released their 5th studio album, 5, that they reached number one on the U.S. charts. Their 6th album, Red Pill Blues, in 2017 also reached number one. They now have 7 members, and they've racked up sales in excess of 75 million records. They're so polished at making hits that they actually make it look easy, which of course it isn't. Here they are again, back with another smash. Here's Adam Levine and the rest of Maroon 5 with the song of the week, Girls Like You.
I've been last night on the last flight to you. I took a whole day up, trying to get way up. Ooh. We spent the daylight trying to make things right between us. Yeah, 'cause girls like you, girls like you, guys like me, so.
That was Maroon 5 with the song of the week, Girls Like You. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.